Okay, now it works. Okay, thank you for giving me the possibility to talk to you, and thank you for all that speak in English. It's much easier for me to understand. So what I've written here is already the conclusion of my talk, sort of get take-home message. That in the sense of the provenience and species-specific differences in sapling resistance to frost and ungulate browsing enhance regeneration problems in Switzerland. To the background, we hear a lot about that browsing by ungulates on terminal shoots of tree seedlings and sapling is very common in Europe. Just to give you an example, it's about 20% of all terminal shoots of Abies alba is eaten in Switzerland, following the National Forest Inventory. And it's eaten above all by chamois, roe deer, and red deer. These are the three main species causing damage to the forest. And these three species are relatively selective, so they choose the three species they're going to eat. It's above all sorghums, Abies, quercus, and acer. There are species that are less often eaten, and it's above all fagus and picea. And this has implication then on the long term. Another effect is that we've seen in many Swiss forests that there is a difference between the highlands and the lowlands. I have a lot of such pictures in our mountain forests where you have heavily browsing and the trees have extremely difficulties to recover from this browsing. Instead, in the lower parts, you have damage by browsing. It's growing it was winter browsing. It's continued, it grew up. It's browsed again, it's continuously grew up. So it's almost no impact to this tree. And you can have 40-50% of browsed trees in that manner, and there's still not a problem in the forest. There were a lot of researchers analyze where is the limit, how much browsing is kind of allowed that the forest is still developing in a good manner. Abele and co-workers did a lot of work about this tolerable limit. And you see here the height above sea level where they did their research, and at higher mountains, these limits were much lower than at high mountains. And so my question was, why? Is it just the site conditions that make that they have low growth rates? Is this just the reason, or are there genetic differences between highlands and lowland proveniences of these species? So we know that there are long-term selection processes, that autochthonous populations are well adapted to their local environments. And thus, we found genetic variation among proveniences in the height, in the diameter, and in the bud formation, and so on. And thus we may also expect provenience differences between the reaction to browsing. So perhaps just the provenience differences from where the seeds are coming from can explain us such a picture of reaction of the trees. So the main research questions of our study was, is there a genetic variation within and among the proveniences of the three main species in Switzerland? And it was really, I really wanted to focus on Abies on one side that is really heavily browsed, but also on the two other species, Picea and Fagus, that are really less often browsed. So to see if there is a difference between the reaction of a selective species and not selective species. Then we wanted to see, is provenience differentiation related to local environment, such as temperature and precipitation? And above all, then, does browsing resilience differ between proveniences? And if yes, is it related to local environments? To this scope, we did a gene ecological study combined with a browsing experiment. So very shortly, we took seeds from many sites in Switzerland. We made a common garden experiment. We measured rights, we clipped, we measured rights again, and then we looked with environmental variables at seed sources and how this reaction was of these trees. So going into more details, we collected seeds from proveniences of 72 to 19 proveniences. So 19 of fir and 72 of spruce. They were covering the whole ecological range of these species. So really from the lowlands, 300 meters to about 2,100 meters above sea level. And we took at each site, from each proveniences, we took three mother trees for representing this provenience. In 2012, we planted one offspring, which is 2 years old, of each of these mother trees into block. So we have kind of three siblings from the same place in each block. We had 16 blocks, and we had two sites originally. One is at WSL in Wilmersdorf, where I'm located, and where two ones that were at my conference in 2015 have seen the fagus regeneration. And there was one at, it's not anymore on, okay, it's about 1,000 meters above sea level, it's in the Swiss Jura Mountains, this site here, where we had all three species. In 2015, I did then a clipping experiment. There was three treatments, a control where we did no clipping, one where we just cut the uppermost bud, and one that was strong clipping. For obvious, this means every shoot was clipped. For Picea, it was just the uppermost shoot, and for peach, it was the uppermost shoot and the branch by side of it. It's reflected kind of that Picea is less eaten by ungulates than obvious. So very, very shortly, the results for Picea. You have here the no browsing light, strongly browsed, and frost damaged species that occurred 1 year before the experiment of clipping was starting. And what you see is the height 2016 here. It was for no clipping and all the clip trees, light and strongly, it was the same. This tree species just managed very, very good to cope with the simulated browsing that we done. But it was smaller when he had a frost damaged. And here you have the temperature above at the seed source, so at the place where the seeds were collected, against the height at the end of the experiment. And what you see is this, the saplings came in from warmer temperatures. They grew definitely better than the ones from colder temperature. And this was the case because this low land from warm temperature, these saplings were able to make a second flush with or without seed, both dormant seed, sorry. And the quality of this were also much better. They were much drier, grew much more in height. So we can conclude that that is not everything on the picture, okay. Regardless of browsing, growth and quality of Picea abies was better for lowland than for highland proveniences. Coming to fagus, also shortly, if you have a slight, if you have light browsing, just the clipping of the terminal shoot, this uppermost bud was in almost all cases became the new leader shoot. So it's almost no implication on these trees how it's continuing to growing. Instead, with the stronger browsing, a lot, where here is the browsing, they just used flagging, so they just use another side shoot that was present and bend it up, and this became the new leader shoot. And this has large implications on the quality of these trees. So you have here the quality, if they are heavily banded and they are bushy forms, these are the blue qualities or the baddest quality here. And if you look above, after strong browsing, there were much more of these trees, although there were a lot that were still quite a high quality. But for Fagos, the really the most, that the largest problem is really that they get forked or multi-steamed after browsing. For Ares, I show here the results of about 2 years after browsing or 3 to 4 years after the frost damage, how the trees reacted or what shoots they used to build a new leader shoot. So here you have kind of the ones that were lighter browsed, they use a bud on the remaining terminal shoot to grow up a new trees. The ones that were heavily browsed, out of the whorls, they built new shoots, often only new buds and not only new shoots. And they did the same also after the frost damage. But there was absolutely no difference between the 90 provenienses. So really against the expectation I had, there was no differences. So you have here the shoot lengths in 2014. So before the clipping, the damaged trees, the frost damaged trees, they clearly have a lower shoot. But in the second, in the year, they already had the same shoot increments than the control trees. And you have the same year for the clipped ones. In the second year, they have the same shoot lengths than the others. And so there is a leader shoot loss for frost or for frost damage or for browsing. It's because just 1 year that they are growing less well. But in height, there was absolutely no compensation at this site. So no tree that was damaged by clipping or by frost could reach the height of control trees. If you have the temperature at seed source, the ones that came from warmer sites, they were higher, they were sicker, and they had more fresh weight. So similar to spruce. But what was differently is that many saplings, they show a time lag between our clipping and between building a really new terminal shoot. So you have here the time lag, and if it's negative, this population effect, then it means that this population reacted quicker than the medium of the populations. If it's higher than, if it's positive, then it means that they had a time lag of 1 year, they just did nothing, or 2 years, or 3 or 4 years, that they just continue to grow on the side, but not in height. And what you see is here the temperature at seed source, and what you see is that the one from warmer sites, they have less time lags than the ones from lower temperature. And if we take this, the elevation above sea level, you have turbines from the higher elevations, they have this higher time lags. So we can clearly say that abbeys from mountain forests, they have a higher time lag than the ones from the lowlands. And this has implications. If we take the time lag into resilience to browsing of abbeys saplings, and do you remember that Picea and Fagos did not have such a time lag? This can lead to shifts in the growth rate rank between these species. So if you take, for example, the growth rate here of a Picea, and you take the one of Abies that is in this example definitely larger than the one of Picea. So if they grew in an admixture, Abies alba should make it. But if both are browsed, and Abies is not reacting in the first years, so you get that Picea has an advantage over Abies. And I looked at this in many sites in Switzerland where we did inventory studies. You have here, for example, beech forests. These are normally lowland forests in Switzerland. You have here the relative growth rate of Abies divided by that one of Picea. That means we looked at the terminal shoot. We divided it by the height of the trees. We did this for Abies and for Picea, and we divided this rate, Abies divided by Picea. And so if this is 1, they grow equally well. If this is higher than 1, Abies is growing better than Picea. If it's lower than 1, Picea is growing better. And what you see here, that without browsing in this lowland forest, Abies is growing better than Picea. And if we measure just the remaining piece of leader shoots, the lightly browsed trees are still growing better than Picea. Only the strongly clipped ones, they grow lower. And if they react quickly, so there is no time lag, we can expect that there is no shift between the browse rank before the species, and so there is no impact of browsing on such sites. And this is often found. And in contrast, in the mountain forests, here the example of beech fir forest, about 900 to 2,500 meters above sea level, you see that the growth is already more or less the same between Abies and Picea. And if it's browse, then it's growing lower than Picea. And if it's reacting, as I have shown, with a time lag from 3 to 4 years, so the growth is definitely better. And in combination with the lower growth rate, we can really expect a larger impact. So that we can say that provenience and species-specific differences in sapling resilience to frost and umbral browsing enhance regeneration problems in these mountain forests. And we could now say, yeah, just to the foresters, put the good proveniences up in the mountains. Unfortunately, these lowland proveniences were the ones that suffered more from late frost at our sites. And so, at the moment, this is not a good idea to plant them higher up. But with the climatic change that we have, we might get less problems in future in this high mountain forest. Okay? Thanks you.